The two pages of Donald Trump's 2005 tax return revealed by journalist David K. Johnston on The Rachel Maddow Show this week have drawn attention to what's known as the Alternative Minimum Tax, the AMT. Now, we have no idea what Trump paid in many other years, but the documents show that in 2005, he paid a tax rate of about 25%. But if it weren't for the alternative minimum tax, he would have paid much lower, around 5%. So what is the AMT, and will Trump succeed in his promise to get rid of it? NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax joins us now. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
So let's remind ourselves, the document showed that President Trump took in about $150 million in 2005, paid around 25% tax, as we said, $38 million in taxes. And that's because of the alternative minimum tax. Now, we understand it's like a second-tier tax system layered on the first. What is it? When did it start?
Well, that's right. Congress created the AMT back in 1969, and that's because at the time there was a lot of outrage about wealthy Americans, really wealthy, the top tier, getting all sorts of tax loopholes and deductions. And they turned out there were some rich people were paying literally nothing in taxes. So lawmakers created an alternative set of tax rules. Basically, you do all your taxes with the standard calculations. And then if you don't owe very much, you have to switch to the AMT rules. And those will force you to pay more so that you're at least getting this minimum tax out there. Mm-hmm. And the problem is the original law wasn't indexed to inflation. And, you know, so a paycheck that you'd get in the 1960s, it's very different now. You know, what would have made you wealthy then is maybe just a decent paycheck now. So it turns out these days there are families that make as little as $200,000 a year.
And again, they're not making millions. They're making $200,000.
Yeah, I mean, right? $200,000, yeah. That's a good income. You'd like it. But, you know, it's not going to get you on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And last year, millions of people, maybe 4 or 5 million people got hit with the AMT. So this tax was not intended for just affluent people, but that's who it's hitting.
So why doesn't Congress fix it?
Well, over the decades, they actually have done a lot with it. They've adjusted it with these one-year patches. They keep trying to help it reflect inflation and other factors, but it still hits an awful lot of people. And the reason for that is actually kind of the dirty little secret of Capitol Hill, which is that the AMT generates a lot of revenue. Mm. The Tax Policy Center says that the AMT will generate something like $350 billion over the coming decade. You do away with that, and you'd have to make a lot of cuts elsewhere, and that could be pretty painful. So they don't really want to get rid of it for that reason. And then there's also kind of a politics reason that the AMT making that fix every year gives you, you know, when you're putting together a budget, it's like a big puzzle. That's one more piece, something to argue over. So it's sort of politically useful at times.
Well, Donald Trump wants to get rid of it, and that would please a lot of affluent families. So a little politics there.
Yeah, it would. And, you know, there are a lot of affluent families in sort of blue states, Democrats, you know, people in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, where you pay a lot in taxes and you want to take those state and local tax deductions. You want to claim your children, your mortgage. You know, it hits a lot of run-of-the-mill professionals. So there are some Democrats that kind of like it, but overall, they're worried about those loss of revenues, and Trump wants to abolish it entirely, which would, of course, help his own finances.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax with a look at the AMT. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.